the signature of memorandum of intent between the European Space Agency and the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organizations, CSIRO, Australia, and concerning cooperation in the field of Earth observation. Volker Liebig is the Director of Earth Observation at the European Space Agency. David Williams is Executive Director of CSIRO. I would ask each of them to tell us a little bit of what it's all about, more than what we have in the title here. And I would ask Volker Liebig to start. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. As has been said by Franco in the introduction, what we signed today is an agreement or a memorandum of intent to cooperate a bit closer. It's not the first time that Australia and the European Space Agency are working together. It goes back to the times of ERS, ATSR, and similar projects. Now I think in Earth observation, also in Europe, we reach a new time because the number of satellites is increasing very much. Also the satellites become more operational. So a lot of Earth observation data are produced in Europe, and therefore we have interest that first the access to this data is easy for everybody in the world because ESA follows an open and free data policy, and that we have also partners on all continents. And the Australian continent is very important. You know that on the southern hemisphere there is not so many landmass, and definitely Australia is the biggest landmass. I speak as a geophysicist now. So ESA will profit from this cooperation also because we have now, let's say, a base there for things like calibration, validation of Earth observation data, but also increased scientific cooperation, which I hope leads also to industrial cooperation and creating also economic value on both sides. So this is a bit the nutshell of our expectations, or my expectations of this cooperation. And so I'm glad that we have arrived today to sign that.
Thank you, Volker. David, let's hear the word from down under.
From down under. I think we regard this agreement as very important because Australia, as Volker said, first got involved in space through ATSR in ERS-1 when I was in the UK and running the program that on ERS-1. But they've dropped out of space hardware, and we are focusing as a country that is very large. It's almost the size of Europe, almost the size of the USA. Very large country. We're focusing very much on data, big data, data processing and analytics. And the use of satellite data in the broad consensus of government policy, in the economic development of Australia, and also for public good. So we have some major initiatives in Australia going on. We have a barrier reef which needs care and attention and needs looking after. We have enormous deposits of minerals which we have to continue to understand and investigate. And we have water resource issues which, for a country the size of Australia, will always be a problem. And as climate changes and as we get variability in climate, we need to understand how those things are varying. So signing an agreement with ESA where we get access to Earth observation data is very important for us. We will work with that data. We will do what we call analytics, do the smarts on the data, make use of it. And we hope to strengthen our relationship with ESA as we go forward and help them with calibration validation work, both on landmass and on oceanographic areas where we have some well-monitored stations. So I look forward to this being the start of a long forward venture with ESA, between ESA and Australia, and I'm very pleased to be here to sign the agreement on behalf of Australia.
Okay, you can shake hands with the contracts in your hands.
Contract?
Yeah, whatever. The agreement in your hand, it's not a contract.
Shall we stand up?
No, we should be all right, stand up.